The fishing and processing industry have no problem with the percentage of monitored landings by the SFPA. It is the EU rule is that 5% of vessels landing, you know, must undergo random monitoring, and the industry don't care if that's 5% or 10%. That has nothing to do with this particular incident. The trouble in this case was the lack of common sense on the part of the SFPA when they tried to force a vessel to land its fish without the medium of water when this fish was supposed to be going for human consumption. Obviously, its own weight without water would completely crush the fish. All the other EU nations also adhere to the rule of 5% random monitoring, but none of them force dry landings.
Now, the SFPA told us in a statement last week that it did offer an option to the master and operator of the vessel, and that option was turned down, and that option would have involved water and would have been using an industry-owned process.
No, what they offered was to put the fish into bulk containers with 2% water and drive them over a weighbridge. You know, and that's not enough. You destroy the fish. The minister was also completely incorrect when he said that the situation that has arisen in Kittybegs was the result of findings from an investigation in 2018. This is not true. The audit of 2018 to which he refers was an audit into the functioning of the SFPA and not into the industry, as the minister is indicating. The situation that we have now came directly as a result of an EU administrative inquiry held in 2019, when it was reported to the Commission that the SFPA were refusing to monitor at the point of processing. And the report, the EU audit report that came as a result of that, is in the hands of the minister, the department officials and the SFPA, but the industry continues to be denied any sight of it.